the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Jamie was in a steam room.
Got hit
on by a dude.
It wasn't fun.
Okay.
It was not fun.
How do you think I feel getting hit on by dudes all the time?
Jamie, how do you think she feels?
Probably love it.
You know what? I actually don't get hit on by dudes. Anyway, this isn't about me.
I reckon it's because people would know that they have Sasha to deal with.
And
that's
mate,
he's
got a scary surname and he's got a scary personality. Uh-huh. Mate, he's protective of his woman. But anyway, over to you, James. What happened in the steam room?
Guys, over the weekend, I was just chilling in the steam room.
Now, we will hear this story today.
Yeah, I can put it in.
So don't put it in. Jamie, you love being on
air. I guess I would put it in.
I'm the boss of this, so.
It was ticked before it even came out of your mouth, mate.
Yeah,
Jamie, you love when we make a little reference. I swear you put together like a little audio scrapbook so you can send it to your parents and go, look, Mum, I'm kicking goals.
Look what I'm doing in Sydney.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Were you a little disappointed it didn't make the national show?
No, because I've made the national show before.
When did you make the something. National show, Jamie?
I'm sure we cut you out of the national show.
We always cut you out.
We did something great on the Chitty Chat once and had to cut you out of it. I remember that. So here's the thing. I was saying to Jamie, this is the post-on-air conversation. So it was you in the steam room.
Yeah.
Long story short,
a lot more full on than you said on
I
air.
I told Sam off air
now
about
why did you do the toned down version on air? Oh, because you couldn't say it on air. Can you say it for the Chitty Chat?
No, not really. It was just full on.
He was really hitting on
Jamie. It was touching.
Yeah.
He said he was a masseuse.
Oh, you
that's
heard
right.
This.
Yeah. And hey, come to my place if you ever feel intense.
You can say that on air.
Yeah.
On the Chitty Chat, you can. Mate, the Chitty Chat us know what's up.
I was saying to Jamie, look, it all started with him just answering a gentleman in the... Now, I don't want to get all you brought this on yourself because I'm not that person.
Sure.
But I was taking Jamie through, I need to do classes for people who don't want to talk to people. Because I was saying, I think you went there this morning. Here's the scene. I've gone in to get my hair cut. This is how you shut down a conversation. Ready? Okay, I will play the person who's coming to get the haircut.
Yeah.
Sam, you play the hairdresser. Here we go.
Okay, sure. So I'll ask.
I'll play the hairdryer.
You can play the blue liquid. You can play the weird blue liquid.
What are you talking about?
They're scissors and their combs get put in a beaker full of blue liquid. What is that blue liquid and where else is it used?
It's disinfected.
Sure.
But it's not because you don't see... I've been to hospitals and they don't use that blue liquid.
It's special hair one.
Special hair blue liquid.
But guys, okay, so I'll come up to you.
Okay.
You don't...
So here's me. I'm going to show you how quickly you can shut down a conversation if you really want. The toughest one would probably be you're going to get your hair cut because you're not going anywhere anytime. And they always want to chat. And Sam, see how long you think you could last with this.
All right, so you just open the door.
I've just opened the door. So whose line is it anyway? All right, here we go. I've just sat down.
Hey, Rove, how was your weekend?
Well, firstly, stop the scene.
What?
You can't say Rove.
Why? You've booked your hair in. I know your name's
under
Rove.
A mystery name.
Oh, come off it.
All right, okay.
I see your face. I watch TV. I know that you're a three-time Gold Logie winner.
You've got to know that if you say Rove straight away, you get zero. That's always going to happen.
You are so mean.
That's going to happen.
No,
you got to pretend you don't know who I am. That's how it works.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Let's go with the scene you start. Okay. Let's go back. Jamie, okay, I'll walk back in again. I thought it would be a different sound, but that's fine.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Hey. How are your weekend?
That's fine.
How was your weekend?
It's fine.
Are you up to much tonight?
Mm-mm. So I just want just a bit short on the side.
Oh, the same haircut you've had for the past 10 years.
See, now you're creating a character that doesn't exist. Just hold up any headshot from the last. Just that. Just the usual. But I've never been here before. It doesn't matter, mate. Look at that.
I've just got the rope.
Oh, look at that. Maybe one. You strayed in 1997. You regretted it and you've never gone back.
I wonder how many people people have brought in a headshot, a screenshot of Rove saying, I want that. Rove. I want that. Thank you.
But what would that even be?
We should put that out there.
What would that even be? It's so nondescript.
That's why it's just called the Armac.
It's called the Lego Man. It's called the Lego Man.
It's a great haircut, though.
Well, see, the beauty of it is, like, I look at photos of Jamie from only what? When did you have your blonde hair?
Oh no, that was back like blonde hair, you wanker.
That was like 6-7 years
and
ago.
And before you had height and luster.
How did you all of a sudden get height and luster?
Because I'm pretty sure even when you started
you
here, it didn't look like this.
No, probably not.
No,
you
and now
Sash moisturizes his hair. It's fine. Yeah.
And now you've done that.
What do you do?
Yeah, we've had this discussion. That's how he gets it doing what it does.
You tosser!
What do you mean?
Don't blow dry your hair.
Here's
but it's
my
wet.
Thing. You will look back. Yep. You will look back and it won't take long. Because when you were doing blonde, I'm sure blonde was a great idea.
Yeah.
You'll look back at this and go, what a dick.
This will be hilarious. This will be hilarious.
So what, one day I'm going to walk in and go, can I just get the Art McManus?
Exactly. But look at me. I can look at any shot of me that has almost ever been taken. And they can say, we found an old shot of you. I go, bring it on. What's the worst? What's the worst you could have? Is maybe an outfit choice that probably wasn't mine. It's probably what a wardrobe person put on me. That's the worst of it. And, of course, I'm going to look older than I did. But that's it. My hair, I'm always going to go, I think I'm going to get away with this.
Yeah,
because when I experimented, I wasn't on. I experimented off camera.
Smart. That's a smart decision.
Thank you. Like even you Sam, you're brown hair on our poster.
I don't even.
And I don't mean the YouTube show that we promote on our billboards and TV ad, but the actual one that's on buses and stuff, which I saw again the other day. Don't look like you, and that's just a different colour.
Yeah, I look back at when I had brown hair. Like even over the summer when I had short brown hair because it was so damaged, I had to chop it, and it was brunette.
Oh
I don't recognise myself.
Would you go shorty short?
Nah.
Would you not?
Nah, because I've done it heaps of times.
I look at you now with your hair tied back.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like if you did shoulder length, I reckon you look really cool.
Yeah, but, probably, but I've done it before. I've done it when I had blonde hair and it didn't work for, I just wanted my long hair back. And because it naturally dries quite wavy and fluffy, it just doesn't work.
That's bullshit. She used the hairdryer.
You have to style it, and I don't, unlike you, Jamie, I don't use a hairdryer every day. I do it once a week just because I don't want to damage it.
So I wouldn't do it?
Nah, I wouldn't do it. And then I did it with brown hair because I had to, and I hated it.
Ugh, blah.
Yeah, but now I've got abs. Maybe I could. I'm only going to have abs for a very short period of time, Jamie, let me have it.
Come on. Where's your abs? No,
that.
Come on.
That's all you've been bloody talking about.
No, but she says she's got abs, but like...
Can you see him? Not really. Let me tense.
No, it's...
You can see him a little bit. You can see a line at least. Don't be such a dick. Well, come over here and feel him. Just poke my belly. Right. Come here.
Do it.
Quick.
Hurry up, Jamie.
Poke it. Tell me that's not muscle. I'm tensing,
of course. You're tensing.
Do you reckon that feels like abs?
Oh, like...
Look, usually it's a podgy belly, Jamie. Let me have it.
Okay, you can have your abs.
Thank you. That's all I want.
There we go. Thank you.
My abs are coming out.
Oh, put your abs away, dick.
Before we move on, a big shout out to Samantha, December 3rd at Gross Hell Big on Twitter.
What'd
she said, this is my fourth time listening to this past Friday's hashtag chitty chat. Some bloody great mad lols. Hashtag keep your tits in, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I appreciate that.
While we're on it, a big shout out to all of Jamie's family who will only be listening to this podcast, Chitty Chat, and episode because they know that this young man is going to be in it because he let them all know.
Cute.
Also, Matthew McConaughey on the show today. Some great fun phoners on Would You Party With Your Friends. I Get Excited About Missing Monkeys. And Tove Lo as well as Jamie in the steam room. Getting recognised.
Ew.
Oh, what?
Here's the significantly edited catch-up. Roach and Sam. Now, Jamie the button pusher came in this morning. Hi, Jamie. Button on.
Button on, Jamie.
It's what you do. Anyone who listens to our pre-podcast Chitty Chat.
Mate, they're very familiar with Jamie.
You know Jamie very, very well. This is our exclusive content we have before our podcast. They like to call it a catch-up. We don't. So, Jamie, you came in this morning saying that you had a bit of an incident. He's been shredding, if you don't know, listener.
Oh, mate, he's been shredding for 12 months. It's all a bloody here.
And you may have caught this time on Friday, we were paying Jamie out because he had the sleeves off.
Oh, yeah.
There was man side boob going on. There was nipple.
It was a nice hot day.
Just quickly, Jamie.
Not in here, mate.
Did you see my tag on Instagram? There was like this person wearing like a tiny shoestring singlet with their nipples out. It was like an old dude. And I tagged Jamie and said, that's you.
Yeah. And well, didn't Mr. I'll walk around like a piece of meat have it come back to bite him on the ass? Well,
tell the listeners what happened, James.
I was at the gym over the weekend and then I was in the steam room.
Right.
Hey, there's your first problem.
First mistake.
And there was a little bit of an incident where I'm just sitting there minding my own business and then someone's come in and then they've just started, you know, chatting to me. It's like, Right. Well, first off, don't talk to me in a steam room.
No, that's fair. Weird. That's fair.
And then he's just like, did you have a good workout? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, what did you work out? I'm thinking, no, this is not happening.
So, no. So then what did you do?
I said, yeah, I did. I worked out my chest.
I worked out my chest.
What was I supposed to say?
You're supposed to say nothing. Okay, here's the thing.
You're putting bait on a fishing rod, putting it out there and going, oh, why is fish biting it? I don't get it.
That's exactly what you're doing. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
If he wants to have a chat...
Yes, it is.
Firstly,
he's being lovely.
Firstly, did you think you were being hit on?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Did it make you feel good, though?
I guess a little bit.
Because you've been working out? It's nice to be appreciated.
No, but you still don't.
Because you don't get any appreciation here at work.
No.
Here's the thing. I would say, as a general rule, ladies, I don't know how this goes for you, but for guys. Like if you're, I would use the example of if you're at the toilet, the urinal, we have standing up, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You get to stand up in a line, you just face the wall. Yeah. If I'm standing there, Jamie, if you come up to say hi, let's do a little scene here.
Right. Sure.
Okay, I'm standing doing my business, you come in.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Boom, I've said nothing.
You don't
conversation
respond.
Shut down.
You don't respond.
If you don't want to engage in conversation, you do not engage it.
What's it supposed to do? Just sit in a steam room and just not.
Yes,
not
that's
reply?
Exactly what you're meant to do. You do.
And Jamie, what were you even wearing? Like, why were you being so suggestive?
Just wearing some pants.
Wearing pants in a steam room.
Just pants.
There's so
then
many.
Then you're the weirdo.
Stories.
That guy's perfectly normal. You're the weirdo.
He's just trying to come in. Why are you wearing pants in a bloody steam room? That's
you're
all
a
he
creep.
Wants to
you
know.
You are you. He's probably
that's why
right
he's
now.
Like, did you even go to the gym? Because you're wearing bloody pants.
This is why I don't want to talk during the morning meetings.
Yeah. Well, you should learn from that, and you shouldn't talk anymore.
Sounds good to me. Roach and Sam. Swedish singer-songwriter Tove Lo joins us off the back of her latest hit single, Cool Girl, from the album Lady Wood. Tove received her lifelong nickname from her grandmother when she was just 3 years old. Good thing I didn't keep my nickname from when I was three, or I'd be known as, hey, get out of here, McManus. My grandmother wasn't a fan. Tove, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to make sure I know when you travel around the world, it's probably pronounced very differently in every possible region. But here in Australia, we probably sound the worst as we say Tove Lo.
We do, don't we? It's a bit
no,
Logan.
No, I'm a big fan of the Aussie accent, so really? I think it sounds charming. Yeah. I used to date an Australian guy for 3 years.
Who
I'm
was
into
he?
It.
Who was he?
Should I give him a shout out? No.
I'm sure it was Jono or Davo or Macca. You know?
Yeah. His name was Matt, actually.
It was?
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
Did he do okay? Was he a nice one?
He was a great one. He was a great one, yeah.
They're
you
a bit,
do have good
they're
ones
a bit
here.
Lazy, but they're, you know.
I'm right here.
They are a bit lazy. Okay, you know. Enough. Trust me, I've done a lot of Australia.
You've done a lot of Australia. Okay.
They're all so,
done it all.
Was it one of those tour flings or was it while you were travelling?
I met him in Bali.
Of course you did. Yeah. There's more Australians there than Indonesians.
Yeah, it was my first time in Bali, and yeah, he taught me how to surf, all that, you know.
Classic move from the Aussies. Yes.
But it was great. I mean, it was lasted for, it was, you know, long distance, but Sweden, Australia is kind of a long, yeah.
We have an Australian group called the Veronicas here.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they just
them.
Shot
yeah.
their clip, which one of our own, Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black, she directed it and she's in it. And that
she's
has...
gorgeous.
Oh, she's stunning.
Tells, again, a wonderful... It's just a love story, blossoms, grows, and then sometimes falls apart.
Yeah.
But in telling that story, they obviously have... There's a lesbian or same-sex couple. And what a splash that makes when really, if you change either sex, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
And obviously the imagery in yours, you've got same thing. You've got same-sex, you've got drug taking, you've got masturbation at the end, which has ruffled a few feathers.
Yeah.
Is it a difficult thing to kind of go, well, I'm trying to put my story out there, and quite clearly this will get people's attention, but I don't want it to get the wrong type of attention or for people to look at it in the wrong way?
Yeah. I mean, it's always that kind of fear of getting, like, fully misunderstood, but I think... At least for me, it doesn't scare me if I know that it's coming from me. If someone else was telling me, like, this is what you should be doing, and I was like, oh, I don't know, and I was, like, questioning it and kind of not, like something in my gut was telling me it was wrong, then I would be really, like, offended and sad and upset about the reactions, because then I would feel misunderstood because I'm not understanding it myself. When you choose to put yourself out there like this, it's just, like, you have to just know that as long as you're happy with it, which I am, like, I'm so proud of this film, then it's fine that some people might, you know... read it wrong or don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it was taken down from YouTube for its sexual content. I mean, but it's back up. We were watching it earlier. Like, how do you feel when, you know, you've obviously put your heart and soul and time and money and energy into this and then it gets taken down for its content? I can only imagine that would be a bit of a kick in the guts.
A little bit. It's just, you know, then it's that weird thing to me. It's like you can see someone getting shot in the face without even having, like, an age limit to it. But, like... And I'm like, I'm fine putting, you know, like an 18-year banner on it. Like, I'm not making it for kids. It's not, like, you know. Yeah. But I still, it was more like, you know, a little bit just like, come on. And I know it also has to do with that I'm a girl. I don't think it would be the same situation if it was a man. Maybe, yes, the masturbation scene.
Now, how but is that to shoot? Because this is your, like you say, this is your baby. So it's your idea. You can say, you know what, maybe not so much. But it's there and it's, if I may, quite graphic.
Yeah. It was a closed set, so it was maybe like four people in the room. And I just had to just fully tune them out and be like, it's about me. It's not about how it looks. Because I feel like, you know, we could have shot it in many different ways. We could have shot it like way more appealing to the viewer. But it's very much just bluntly there. It's like, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Once I got going, it wasn't that hard. Yeah.
We've all been there having to zone out other things to get the job done. Matt in the Gold Coast, big shout out to you, mate. The new single, Cool Girl, is available now on iTunes. Tovlo, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Rogan
Sam. In about 5 minutes' time, the greatest crime that Crime Stoppers has ever stopped.
According to me. Guys, this morning...
Sorry, hang on, just in case you missed it.
Oh, crime.
That should be their campaign slogan.
Don't make me laugh, Matt. I'm so sorry.
Crime. Hashtag bad thing, sad face emoji with a crying tear.
Guys, this morning I did the dumbest thing.
You shouldn't be here.
In my defense, I have been unwell over the weekend.
Here we go.
So my brain isn't the sharpest it could have been. Look, to be honest...
How sharp is your brain on a regular basis?
Look, not that sharp,
scale
to be honest.
To 10.
It's
scale
like
1 to 10.
My brain is as sharp as a pencil that's been drawn with a 4-year-old child.
Okay.
You know how they just press really hard?
They do,
it's actually quite blunt.
Very aggressive colouring.
Anyway, guys, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Gotcha.
But today topped it. This morning, guys, I got ready for work. Sure. It's 4:30 in the morning.
Bit bleary.
That's fine. You know, did I eat anything yesterday? No, because I had food poisoning.
Should have been listening at 6. You should have been listening at 6.
I'm running on empty, guys. Anyway, then I was like, oh, I've got to get to work. Bloody work. Anyway, and I was like, damn it. Can't find my car keys.
Oh, no.
Looking through, I've got two handbags, and I think that's where I'm going wrong. So I'm rummaging through all the tiny little pockets, blah, 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 having like... 5 empty Chewy packets. No, 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 no. No keys. And I'm like, bloody hell. next handbag. No, 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 no. By this time, I'm running late. I'm like, I'm just going to have to call an Uber. So then I'm like, bloody hell, call an Uber.
Sam is miming texting.
6 minutes away. That's cool. No dramas. Then I'm still searching for my keys while I'm, you know, in all my drawers.
Don't you have a spot? Don't you have a spot that you put them?
Yeah, in my handbag, but I don't know why they weren't there. And then I was checking my gym bag because Gaz had been going to the gym. Anyway, could not find them. My Uber arrives and I'm like, there's still the point where I don't know where my keys are. And then it was like a light bulb moment. Ding! I remembered what I did with my keys. Quickly cancelled my Uber. My rating will be out the door. Oh, no. But anyway, I remembered where I put them.
Where?
On Saturday, when I was about to go out, I thought to myself, I was catching a cab to this place, so I didn't need my car keys.
Important point.
Exactly, right? So I went, you know what I'm going to do? Just in case my house gets broken into,
sure.
I don't want people to steal my car keys and then steal my car.
No.
So I hid them. So I hid them in, like, in the kitchen, in my drawer, underneath the alfoil. No one's going to check there, right?
Well, they will now.
Well, now I'm going to change the spot because I've set it on air.
Okay, get a new high spot.
But I was so paranoid and I'm like, mate, and I always do these things. I always do dumb things like, okay, so if my car gets broken into, this is what I'm going to do. If my house gets broken into, I got to hide the keys to my car because you can just easily open it up the garage and
so,
get it out.
To your credit, you have hid them so well from the criminals.
I forgot where I put them. I forgot my secret hiding spot. And I'm like, Sam, you idiot. And I was so mad at myself. And I'm like, you're so dumb. You're so paranoid about crime that you forget all these things and you set up all these sneaky traps. And I set up traps and then I can't remember and then I fall into the trap and then I have to call an Uber and then I'm 15 minutes late to work. But guys, my abs are feeling amazing.
Rove and Sam.
So much to talk about. I cannot believe we haven't got to this sooner today.
Oh.
How do 3 pygmy marmosets, yeah, the tiniest of all the monkeys in the world and almost the smallest primate imaginable, there's only one smaller than them. How do 3 get stolen from a zoo and we don't talk about it? Till 20 minutes past 7 on a Monday. Amy Goggins from the newsroom, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. The poor little darlings, I'm obsessed with this story.
What do we know?
Saturday, these 3 monkeys, they were stolen from a wildlife park in Sydney.
Gotta stop you there.
South.
They're technically marmosets, but keep going.
Okay.
But they're like a little tiny monkey.
Monkeys.
They're like a tiny monkey.
Guys, they're monkeys that kind of look like birds. That's all I know.
They're little tiny little right. tiny little monkeys.
And they're from South America, right? I look out like anyone would know. They're from South America.
Details. Monkeys that were taken from the zoo. Two guys have actually been charged with their theft. So what we know is that 2 monkeys have been returned. A little 4-week-old baby who was so young, they don't even know the gender and they haven't even named it yet because it's just so little. And
That's my problem.
a female as well called Sophia. She's been returned to the zoo.
We know the names.
Yeah.
Okay, so this came up this morning. And Goggins and I were both like, oh, my God, the marmosets, guys. The monkeys stolen from a zoo, right?
How did they get stolen?
Guys broke in, bolt cutters, clip, just jumped in, went pocket, pocket, pocket. Yep. And these things are pocket size, Sam.
They're really little. You can't do that.
They look like a little tiny bird size. And they sound like little tiny birds. Guys, they might actually be birds.
Can you give us a demo of what they sound like?
Oh, they do sound like birds.
Okay, like that.
That's really cute, yeah.
Okay, so when this story has come up, oh, my God, theft of monkeys. Yes, Sam, so many questions. What is a marmoset? How did these guys get them? What's going to happen?
Yep.
Our executive producer, Moldy Pitt-Spurway. What were their names?
Look, in her defence, she might have wanted to join the search party and, you know, she was out looking.
Intelligent people here.
Alexandra Spurway.
She wanted to join the search so she could call them?
Yeah.
You want to make sure if you catch a guy with a tiny monkey in his pocket.
You want to be able to call him Sophia.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
then,
right.
And then it comes. It'll be like, I'm Jeremy, sorry.
Yeah. And look, I mean, the sad news is that one monkey is still missing.
Yes.
So how is it still
Gomez
missing?
Is still out there.
Gomez, and, this is Dad?
Look, not too sure. It is a family.
We had Dad. Yeah. We had little tiny indiscriminate non-sex baby and older sister. So that was Sophia.
Yeah, yeah.
So they found Sophia and little Bub.
Exactly. So it's a little
Gomez.
Family unit.
Maybe it was an inside job.
Guys, this is what are you saying?
Maybe Dad wanted out.
Oh, you're
maybe
kidding.
Dad is like, oh, I don't know, another new baby. I haven't had just an extra.
I mean,
mouth
it wouldn't
feed.
Be the first time that's happened, am I right?
I mean, newborns are tough. I get it, but
mate, look, I think we've cracked the code here.
Look, and Gomez, if you're out there, there's support out there available for him, so we should head home.
What we should give credit to Mum's worried, sick.
We're all worried.
What we should give credit to is Crime Stoppers made this happen. Someone
Crime
called
Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers
there
and said,
"There was a little tip off.
I think I've seen a guy with a tiny monkey."
Oh.
And Crime Stoppers went and found him. Imagine taking that Crime Stoppers call.
You'd be like, yeah, righto.
Especially if you didn't know the story had happened.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be like, mate, who are you kidding here?
Are you high?
Okay, I saw a guy with a tiny monkey. What were their names?
Roven Sam.
131060, do you party with your parents?
All right.
Because a girlfriend of mine, she had a great weekend. She was at her family home having a great time with her brothers and her sisters, a couple of close friends, mm-hmm. her parents, having some vinos, having a great time, guys. Anyway, then the parents are like, hey, should we go out clubbing? And the kids were like, my girlfriend and her siblings were like, what? And they're like, no, we should go out clubbing. What a great idea. Like, we haven't been, you know, we should all go as a family. And so they did. The parents called the cab and they're like, nah, we're going clubbing. They had to show their ID at the door. They had a great time with the siblings. They were out until like, I reckon they were out until 3 a.m. just having a really great time.
Look, I would normally be one to say there's got to be a line in the sand. Oh. It's young people only. Parents, no.
Hey.
But if you got the right one, it can make a big difference.
Yeah. Well, they went out to a place in Sydney. It's quite probably mid-20s is, you know, the audience there. And they're in their 50s having a great time. They're probably best on ground, she was saying. They're like, shots, having a brilliant time.
My mum got invited to a gathering of, it was basically all my relatives, my cousins, like our sort of extended generation from when I was recently over here in Perth. And it was like, oh, it's just going to happen at my sister's place. And so it was us and all those of our age group thereabouts. Yeah. And they said to her, oh, you can come if you want to. And she was like, oh, no, isn't it just for you kids? And they said, yeah, but you're one of the cool ones.
Oh, that's fine.
And she was allowed it. And she just out of respect went, no, I won't. But how's this? Came over and catered.
Oh, brilliant.
So she's putting the party pies in the oven, topping up the drinks. You want a party? Bring a mum because she will make sure the dishes are done afterwards. It's tight. Not just what mums do, don't get me wrong, but oh my God. She's like, I'll handle this. You kids have a good time.
We're suddenly
2-year-olds and she's bringing out the fairy bread again. It's like nothing had changed.
I think that's so good. But even I, like my sister's 4 years older than I am, we'll go out with my younger brothers and their mates and, you know, only on a special occasion, but we feel really old. So we're always like, oh, we're at a place here. We still have a great time, don't get me wrong. But my sister and I are like, oh, we like the daggy sisters that are following them along.
Look, there are those people.
Oh.
There
really?
Are those. Well, look.
Hey, I'm cool.
Look, I'm not saying, of course. And I'm saying
so
my mum's
fun.
Cool. But trust me, we've also been to that party where someone did invite the oldies along. Or you've gone out and suddenly you're like, who's granddad? Well, that's actually my dad. You know who I'm talking about. God love you. You're having a crack, but that's not how we dance.
Aww.
Or just keep it in the corner. You know, sometimes it can be a bit orcs.
Yeah, or sometimes it's brilliant. It's the best night ever.
For the wrong reasons. So 131060, let's hear it. Do you party with your parents?
Roven Sam.
Katrina in Blacktown, do you party with your parents?
Yeah, I party with my dad all the time. He's about 81 now.
Yeah.
And not long ago, a few months back, we went to the casino for a night out. Like, he doesn't mind having a couple of cocktails. He'll get into it. So you visit a couple of bars. Don't go too fast because it's slow. And then he goes back to his room real early because he just was a bit tired, drunk.
Sure.
And anyway, he got lost. He was stuck in the lift for like over half an hour. He just kept going up and down, up and down. He didn't know where to get off. And that you had to swipe your card. He just forgot.
Katrina, you're getting close to getting into the Hall of Fame again.
And you know the great thing?
They had to find me to get him back to his room.
Oh, my God. And the great thing is, like, he's a cheap date because with his senior's card,
mate,
everything's half price.
And he's the best. best. Everybody loves him.
Of course not. Who wouldn't want to party with an 81-year-old?
Katrina, you're the best. Lauren in Hunters Hill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, well. You, do you Lauren. Party with your parents?
I do. I party with them all the time, but I've got to tell you, my favourite one is when we've been in Vegas and partied together.
Oh, boy, that would be so fun. What kind of things did they do?
They really are down to have a good time, but my dad's always the first one to make sure that before we're going out that night, he goes to the club owners, make sure he talks to them, talks to the promoters. So when we're there, we're not lining
getting
up.
Connected.
We've got bottle service. Yeah, for sure. So my favourite one, I was walking through the club trying to find them and I see my dad and he's being escorted like by a couple of the bodyguards back to our table.
What?
And they had lights and everything. And my dad's like, all right, everyone, like, let's go dance, let's get some shots, let's do this and that. And like, they're the ones that are there, but like after us, me and my sister end up leaving. They're like, all right, we'll stay, have a couple of drinks and then we'll come home.
That is okay, cool. So fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
We were at a function just now on Saturday and I turned down my dad was breakdancing on the dance floor.
Yes. Right. Is he good at any good like, at the worm, Loz?
He wasn't doing the worm, but he was doing, I don't even know what it's called, but he was like leaning off of his shoulder and the side of his head, like with his legs in the air.
I believe it's called popping and locking.
Liz and Cronulla, you are the parent that parties, is that right?
Oh.
That's right, Raven Sam. I party with my kids.
Oh, how good is that,
now,
Liz?
Now, wait a minute. Liz, are they asking you to or are you just showing up?
Sometimes we ask them to come out with us and sometimes them or their friends will ask us to come out with them.
So they don't mind. What makes you such a good partier, Liz?
We just like to have a good time and don't care about anyone else and just enjoy ourselves.
That is a woman after my own heart. Mate, that's the best way to be, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Well, I get sick of the same music from my era, so I like to listen to all the latest music. So I'm going to go and dance and lose a few calories while I'm putting them in.
Liz is loving her R&B Fridays.
Oh, good for you,
oh,
Liz.
Absolutely. Favourite day of the week.
Thank you, Liz. All right. Look, oh, Sam, I don't know. We might have to make a decision off air for the Amy Schumer tickets. That's a tricky
one.
Yeah,
we will.
But
we had a full board of calls. Sorry to everyone that we couldn't get through to.
Partying mums and dads. You know what? I'm taking Ruben clubbing over the weekend. Let's do it.
Rove and Sam.
Hey, Rove. Last week on the show,
yes?
You made this comment.
Have you had a dust up with a celebrity? Have you had a run in with a famous person
that
went a bit sour? I'm trying to think if I've actually had a physical run in with any. I know if I had to, I'd pick a fight with Emda, Larry Emda, because I know I could win that one.
Yeah,
but
easy.
That's about it. I like that I made sure I was very clear it was Larry Emda.
For all the other Emdas out
his
there.
His son Jai I would not take on. He's become a very strapping young lad. I'd be in trouble there. But yeah, I could smoke him. What's your point?
Well, you know what, Rove? I just thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a classic stitch-up. I'm going to let Larry know that you've made that comment. Because I love Larry and I thought
you're frothing for some Laz.
Everyone's frothing for some Laz, guys. Everyone loves him. And I just thought I would be loyal to him because, you know, you, not so much. So I let him know that you made that comment.
You squealed?
And I squealed.
He doesn't need to know. It's a throwaway something that is just, it's fun because I get to talk about him and he doesn't get to
He doesn't have the right of reply.
Exactly. That's why we're here.
Well, I've got him on the line now. Hey,
oh,
Laz.
What is this?
Hey, hey, gorgeous Sam. Hey, tough guy, Ro.
What are you? Well,
you call me gorgeous.
first DILF Club member, Larry Emda. Now, look.
Don't try.
Let me start by saying, do you still got, you're not quite the front of Men's Health magazine anymore, right?
True, that's true.
I could take you.
When have you worked out last, right?
I thought about it today. It's a busy week.
Didn't you try this before years and years ago?
Hey.
Didn't you try to bash up the old man years ago? And you're on your back crying like a baby in like 10 seconds flat.
Okay,
you sure you want to do that again?
We were wearing sumo suits, all right?
Yeah.
And in my defence, you had a low centre of gravity and there was bright, like the lights were in my eyes and I was distracted by Peter Healy. I'm pretty sure he tripped me over. But no, I think you would have to say, Larry, we're good friends here, and from one professional to another, you would have to say, I could. I'd roll
what?
You.
What? There's you would roll. No way.
No way. Sam and I had a really good chat because we chat every weekend. We go through the show, the tapes of the show, and see where screw things up. And we've decided there's no way in the world. Like, no way in the world. Because you're like an angry ant. You're like like one of those little monkeys that have been stolen. You're like that.
Who's that are you on, Frost?
Best description ever.
All right, well, I will prove this. All right, the angry ant's going to come for you. Angry ant.
I'll make it easy for you because I know you don't like to travel. I'm coming to you. I'm bringing the noise. I'm going to bring the noise on Friday, and we're going to settle this.
Really?
That means you got until Friday to train, Rove.
Okay.
What activities are you going to do?
I don't know. It involves sumo suits or something? I don't know. All right. I'll do it. Yeah. I'm not afraid of you. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. If I say I can take you, Emda, I can do
this. I'm putting money on Larry for sure.
Yeah, probably me too, to be honest. All right, Larry, well, I guess the battle lines are drawn. I will see you one-on-one, and I guess we'll work out how.
Yeah.
And you and Sam can work out the details, apparently.
We'll look at the fine print later on. We'll sort it out.
All right. Well, Sam, you pick me up on Friday like always, and on the way in, we'll work it out. And then Rove.
Yes.
Rove, this is it then. Like two, best of two. All right. Did it before, and I won so badly last time.
It was pretty convincing. All right, Larry, we'll catch you on the morning show this morning from 9, and in here Friday, one-on-one. McManus.
Goodbye, Rove. See you, Sam.
Bye, Larry.
Bye, Sammy.
Rove and Sam. Hollywood superstar Matthew McConaughey joins us to talk about his starring role in the new animated movie Sing. In the movie, McConaughey plays a koala named Buster Moon. Oh, I can't wait to see this one because I tell you, we are long overdue for having a koala on the screen with rock-solid abs. You're letting yourself go, Blinky Bill.
Hello, Matthew McConaughey, you're gorgeous.
I like the intro. Nice.
We just want to say, recently, happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you much. Thank you much. Yeah, 47.
How does it feel?
Not as old as I thought it would have felt 10 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I just remember being like 20s and 30s and saying, oh, man, meeting people 45. And like, I don't know. In my mind's eye, like... But people had like mustaches and wrinkles and the canes were coming and they were on the backside of their life. And I'm like, geez, man, the number doesn't feel as I thought the number would feel, which I guess I'm happy to say.
That's good to say.
And you're looking fantastic too, so you can't complain.
Hey, you know, yeah, sure. I mean, I tell you what, when I was recording Buster Moon, though, I was pretty fat.
Really? How fat is fat to you, though? So I'm sure it's probably not the same.
217. Soft. Cheeseburger and beer, fat pounds.
Oh, I love cheeseburgers. I'm missing the point.
You're so method to become a lazy little koala, you just let yourself go.
Yeah, it was... I'm just so method for it. Yeah. Oh, geez. No. It was actually for something else I was doing, but I didn't have rock-solid abs when I was recording this. I promise you that.
Now, you know, so many wonderful roles that you have played. What I love about this one, though, being in the realm of animation, it's almost brought you out. You're a very laser-focused actor. I love the way that you attack a role. But this one just seems like you just let everything loose and just had an absolute ball with it.
You're right, Rove. You're recording audio. You screw up, so what? I mean, it's just audio. Do another take. Sing this take. Whisper this take. Yell that take. Whatever. Just let it fly. So it really felt like being a kid doing these things. I mean, so there's no self-consciousness. You can be in your pajamas. You can have bedhead. You can do whatever. It's just audio. And they were happy with what I came in there with. And then we just played around. So let's try it this way. Let's try it that way. It's all for free. Let's do it again.
Well, I watched it yesterday and I was laughing along with it. I thought it was so much fun. And it's an impressive cast. Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Seth MacFarlane. Do you actually get to mingle with a team or do you just go in, record your bit and then...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew a lot of them, obviously, prior to being in this film with them. But no, you're in a booth by yourself. So we never really worked together. We actually just got together for the premiere in Toronto, and we got asked that same question. Oh, did y'all have fun working together? We all like, we didn't work together. This is the first time we've seen each other, you know, for this film. So, you know, you got somebody, you have the lines there, and you try to respond to them, or if you want, they'll bring an actor or actress in to read lines to you to for you to respond to. I just basically just read off the script and sometimes would read their lines, and, you know, just to give myself a fresh start for what my line would be.
Mr. McConaughey, I know you're an Oscar winner, and I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you know, as Australians, we're going to say this about our koala. He doesn't sound Australian. You've been here. Did you ever think of giving it a shot?
What, as an Australian accent with a koala, with Buster Moon as an Australian?
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, my God. Who are you? Where's Matthew McConaughey gone?
It's better than the Outback Steakhouse guy, right?
Oh, my God. That guy with his bloody blooming onions.
His bloody blooming onions. You're so right. By the way, do you Australians like that representation of your accent?
Look, I've...
Bloody blooming onions.
I think it's accurate.
We get it. We get it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you do get it. That's one thing you're all Australians. Yeah. You guys like to take the piss out of each other and have a good laugh at everybody and yourselves. You know, I thought about it for a second. And I was like, do I do this literally? And I was like, no. You know what? It's more of the salesman, the hustler, the dreamer, the do whatever you got to do to get it done. Part of the koala, and not necessarily an Australian accent with him. But I thought about it a little bit early, but I didn't follow through.
Well, you know it well, and not only have you shot movies here, but it's fairly common knowledge that you spent a great deal of time here as an exchange student when you were just a teenager.
Well, 2 weeks out of high school, yeah.
So where were you when you were here, and who was it that you were billeted to or hanging out with?
I was in a little place outside of Sydney, outside of Newcastle, outside of Tookley, outside of Gorakon, in a little place called Warnervale, POP.305, population 305. So the freeways turned into the two-lane highways, turned into the blacktop, turned into the dirt road, and then we parked the car and I was home. I stayed with a family called the Crockers out in Warnervale, and then I moved in with the McDonald's, who ran the local ANZ Bank in Tookley, lived with them for a spell, and then went and lived with a family called the Jollies, and then I worked on a boat marine service there, and then finally ended up with a family, the Symingtons, who I still stay in somewhat touch with, and finished out my year there.
Well, look, I don't know how much of a chance you've had with the busy life that you've had since then to even have any kind of correspondence with some of those people. We've tracked one of them down, the head of the household, the patriarch of the Crocker family, Ray. He joins us on the other line. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
G'day. A real Aussie. Sorry,
Raymond.
Matthew, g'day.
Hey, how you going, mate? You doing well?
I'm well, thank you. Now, Matthew?
Are you still out in Warnervale?
No, I sold that place after Eileen passed away. The place was, as you know, was a very big place. It was just too big for one man to live in. She needed to get around the wheelchair.
So, how about the trotters? Yeah, how about the trotter horses? You still with them?
No, I got rid of all of those.
Got rid of the mister?
Yeah, that was a good day at Gosford, wasn't it? We won the feature race there that day.
You sure did.
Ray, what are your memories of 19-year-old Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey?
I remember him coming out the very first day. We were driving up from the airport to Warnervale, and he wanted to know where Sydney was. And I told him, look out the back, it was back there. We'd already been past it.
Yeah, Sydney was well in the rearview mirror.
It certainly was, yeah. Anyway, before we go any further, I'd like to give you a very sincere thank you, Matthew. When Rove interviewed you live on television, when you're releasing the new movie, Amistad, you sent Eileen a cheerio call while she was in hospital, and it gave her a great lift for the last few weeks of her life.
Oh,
I'm eternally grateful for the uplift you gave her in that last days of her life.
Thanks for passing that on. I, got a nice place in my heart for Eileen. She was special, and she was sure was sweet to me.
Oh, yeah.
She never complained a bit, never once, and had a great sense of humor, too, mate. As you know, better than I. She had a great sense of humor.
Well, look, you guys, we'll let you have a little bit of a catch-up off air, but we just want to say, Ray, thank you very much for joining us
thank
this morning.
Thank you so much,
I know Matthew has a very, very big place in his heart, thanks to you and your family. And, Matthew, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy your Oscar. Enjoy your family.
I'll keep doing it, mate.
Thank you very much. Ray Crocker, the man who took care of a young Matthew McConaughey back in his day. And back to business, Matthew McConaughey, the movie Sing. It is tremendous.
It's fantastic.
You can catch it Boxing Day here in Australia. Matthew McConaughey, thank you very, very much.
Thanks so much.
You guys are welcome. Thank you. We'll speak to you the next time, eh? Roven
Sam. Sam, how good a person are you?
Look, I like to think so. Uh-huh. I love dating stories. I love giving relationship advice. I love being a wing woman. It's my favourite thing. I just love it.
You nail it, if I may.
Thank you, Rove.
I just did.
Well, loyal listeners of Roven Sam will know that I helped out our pup producer, Cody, with a couple of dates.
Mate, if you haven't seen the video, todayfm.com.au, hilarious. Cody Thank on the dating you. Scene, you telling her what to say in her ear, priceless.
And Cody's the cutest little button in the world.
I know.
Anyway, on the weekend, she did a little something. I couldn't be prouder. Button on Cody.
Morning, guys.
Now, Cody, talk us through your weekend and what amazing thing you did.
What did you do?
Look, I thought of you. I couldn't wait to tell you because I knew you'd be so proud. But I met a boy that I thought was a bit good looking. I saw him on Friday, didn't get his number and regretted it. Saw him again on Saturday, went up to him and asked him for his number.
Cody, clap it in, guys.
Our girl. Our little girl, all grown up.
Now, Cody, you know what? I feel like that was fate, to be honest. You know, you guys missed each other on Friday night, but don't worry, you saw him. And you know what I think? This is slightly controversial, but I think that men in Sydney, actually, men in Australia, they're just P-U-S-S wise.
Really?
Because
a bit weak?
They never approach. Or if they do, they say something sleazy and they're germy with their germy hands. They don't come up and say, hey, can I have your number? You look lovely. Or how's your night going? Or how are you going?
You had to send a text to your friend who was at the gym looking to hit on a guy.
Exactly. The women have to hit on the dudes because the dudes are too busy just being like, I don't know how to do things.
I think that's fair to say.
And it just makes me go, oh, thank God I'm not single. No offense, Cody. No offense.
But I applaud Cody for going in there and just going, you know what?
Mate, you gotta do it.
I'm gonna go ask him. Cody, get his number.
Cody, are you there? Still there? Button
yeah.
on? Hey, Codes. So did he give you his number?
He did, and we've been texting, having a great time, but he wouldn't have asked for my number. And now look at us.
I know, right? Are you guys gonna go on a date? Are you gonna date?
I think so. He finishes quite late tonight, so I don't know whether it's worth like staying up or
I know, and you're working Breaking Radio. And I saw your snap stories, mate. You're having a good time all weekend. You'll be buggered.
But look, I'm gonna say you two know how to make a first move, Sam Frost.
Mate, I had to be the bloody bachelorette. Are you joking?
Did you see even when Sasha was like, I had a date the other night, I really wanted to kiss you. You, straight in the eyes. You should.
I know.
And
you
he
gotta
did.
You got to get sassy, mate.
You think that was on him? No, sure. He went in and physically did the deed, but you were the one who had to say, come on, it's fine.
It's so
calm
exhausting.
Calm down.
When I was single, I used to have to be like, hey, like, you know, are you free to hang out? Or I'd say, you should ask me out on a date. I would have to do that because they just sit back going, oh, I'm not good at stuff. So I want to hear from the ladies of Sydney.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, did you have to make the first move?
Wow.
That's what I, and even dudes who maybe their partners or someone they've dated has hit on them.
Well, how about this? Just in time for, oh gosh, we've got so many great prizes. Oh, I'll just do a generic. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry,
bless you.
Guys. Oh, it's so weird. I've been sneezing a lot at the moment.
That's
getting
right.
sidetracked.
The 13, 10,
60. 13, 10, 60. Did you make the first move? We've got a ton of movie vouchers to, everything from the new Office Party with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman, Justin Timberlake's Trolls, a whole bunch of stuff.
Maybe we can give Underworld. A few prizes.
Why not? We'll mix and match. But certainly we want to hear 13, 10, 60. Did you make the first move? Roven
Sam. Rebecca and Manly, did you make the first move?
Yes, I did. Hi, Roven Sam.
Hi, Rebecca.
Very well, thank you. Now, what happened? Talk us through it.
Okay, so he was our local butcher, and I'd be going there for a while and buying a lot of kebab sticks and a lot of meat.
And you probably and, hate kebabs.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, well, yeah. And anyway, he told me he was going, we'd been flirting and talking, and he said he was going back to his old store, and I was like, oh, no. So I went back to work, spoke to the girls, and they're like G'ing me up, and they're like, yeah, go. You've got to go back and give him your number. Otherwise, you have to go back and stalk him at his old store. And I said, can't do that. So I went in, phone number in pocket.
Yes.
And I went up, beelined for it, and I said, I'm going to go out on a whim. Do you want to go out for a drink sometime?
Rebecca,
here's my number.
I love it.
And he said, hell yeah. He goes, I've been wanting to ask you for ages.
Oh,
I just
butcher.
To do it.
So, Rebecca, what's the latest? Did you date him for a little bit?
Yeah, we're still together. He's sitting next to me in the car.
He's in the car.
Put him on.
Yeah, put him on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, butcher man, what's your name?
Hammer? Yeah.
Oh, hey. Mate, look, I got to ask you the question. Why did Rebecca have to do this? You know what you do for a living? You hand meat over to people. Mm. Do you know how many sausage references you could have gotten away with? Why did she have to ask you? Because would you like a... Here's a sausage for you. Got another one if you're interested. I mean, it's just so easy.
Every time she'd come up to the counter, 1,000 customers would just swarm in, so I never had a chance.
Oh,
fair enough.
Mate.
Oh, he's got the popular one.
He's so cute. Well, congratulations, you two. And Rebecca, good for you, girlfriend. I love it. Liana.
Thank you.
Liana in Wollongong, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. Did you have to make the first move? What happened?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
I had to actually... I kissed my now fiance for the first time. It was our first kiss. And
Oh, yeah, keep going, sorry.
Yes, so basically we were sort of sitting in the car. We'd been on a few dates. It'd sort of been about 6 months in. I was sort of just playing that friendship card, just not sort of doing anything or, like, you know, just kind of keeping it quite casual. And we sort of both developed feelings, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's getting late, and we're in the car. I'm like, I just want to... Oh, okay, so I just completely just kissed him. And now to this day, because we're engaged now, to this day I always just give him so much crap. I'm like, no.
Fair enough.
I did the first move, yeah.
I think your average male is very gun-shy in the modern world of coming on too strong or being seen as being doing something inappropriate.
Let me tell you a little something.
You do that.
Guys always get so sad, okay, Jamie the Button Pusher. When they're stuck in the friend zone, you know who I'm talking about.
Stop talking.
Pump producer Cody, we all know it. Yeah. Anyway, you're stuck in the friendship zone.
Kids,
and you
mum
know
and dad
why?
Are talking.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're all like, oh, I can't make a move because I don't want to do it. Where? And then time
exactly
goes by
you.
And guess what, Jamie? You're in the friend zone. That's
in
what happens.
The friend zone.
That's what happens because you didn't make a move sooner.
Yep.
Anyway, Nikki from Kings Park. I got carried away. Sorry. I'm going way over time, but I'm sure this story's worth it. No pressure.
Okay. About 10 years ago, hope you guys are doing well. About 10 years ago, there's a guy at the petrol station, and I used to go to see him every Tuesday to get my car filled up.
Obviously.
And I absolutely fell in love with him. After 3 months of going every Tuesday night, I finally grew up the courage to give me my number, and we're now married with 2 kids 10 years later.
See, Nikki? Congratulations.
Why is he not
the
guy?
But it just goes to show that ladies, they're doing it for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
You got to.
We just get it done because dudes are like, oh, I'm busy working. Oh, I'm busy doing this. Oh. And we're just like, hey, take us on a date, champy. The end.
Wake up, kids. Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.